for a long time, the conversation around health has really focused in on health care and providing having the availability of health care. And we know that availability of health care is very, very important. But what this tells us is that where we live and where we learn and where we work also matter to our health. And it's everything that's in our community that shapes our own health and our individual health behaviors. And it's we know that it's much easier to lead a healthy lifestyle when you live in a healthy community.
Now, I'm just going through the list. I'm looking at Douglas, which is number one of our local counties in terms of healthiest.
Yep.
Champaign is at number 23, Pye at 20. We were talking earlier. You said you're from Peoria originally. That's 66.
Yeah.
Towards the very bottom, Vermilion County is at 96 out of 102 counties.
Mm-hmm.
What can Illinois really learn from these rankings, and how can this inform policy change?
Sure. That's great. So a couple of things. One, I'd encourage folks to go ahead and look at our website, countyhealthrankings.org, and identify areas where you're doing well and where there are opportunities for improvement. Even in the highest-ranked counties in a state, there's room for improvement. So I'm looking at Douglas County. Douglas County does great on a number of measures, but I'm just scanning down and looking at their access to primary care physicians and access to dentists. And that's a real area for an opportunity for improvement for Douglas County. There's limited access to primary care physicians and limited access to dentists. So that's an area that I would look at. They're at the top of the list for a number of other things. Their premature death rate is quite low. Their the rate of babies being born less than 5 pounds, 8 ounces is low compared to the rest of the state. They're doing well as it relates to some social and economic factors, including high school graduation, and the community is safe. They've got a very low crime rate.
In the past, when you've come out with these rankings, have you noticed any trends?
Sure. There are several trends that we are noticing nationwide. So the rates of premature death are the lowest they've been in 20 years, and that's fantastic news. And then if folks want to get specific trend data on their particular county, they can visit our website and go into a particular county and look at trends in premature death, adult obesity, physical inactivity. Just for example, for Douglas County, the rates of premature death are continuing to decrease, and that's good news, and it's lower than the national average and lower than the state average. There are some other trends that aren't so great news, and we see these as opportunities for improvement. So there's been no improvement in childhood poverty rates since 2000, and more than 1 in 5 children in the U.S. live in poverty. That's a real issue. And as we look at our policies and programs that are out there, we need to make sure that all of our children have the opportunity to live a healthy and vibrant life. And that starts by creating healthy communities in which to live. So a healthy community looks like one that has access to affordable, healthy foods, has access to safe community recreation, has access to high-quality schools that help our children graduate from high school and go on and pursue a higher education degree. So those are some things that we're beginning to look at. The other thing that the rankings tell us is that because there are so many things that go into creating a healthy community, it takes all of us working together in a coordinated fashion, and that we all have a stake in improving the health of our neighborhoods, our schools, and our communities. So we need to work together to find solutions to improve our high school graduation rates, providing more walking paths, making sure that our communities are safe.